Changing from deficit to diversity could lead to better outcomes for schools and society. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lynn Shea, professor of liberal studies at Landmark College, examines how catering to neurodiversity can help more people get their education.
Students who have learning differences, such as dyslexia, attention deficit disorder, and autism spectrum disorder, make up approximately 20% of the population and are increasingly enrolling in college. These so-called invisible disabilities affect learning in diverse ways, yet most students who receive special education in K-12 schools, 83%, don't disclose their diagnosis or seek accommodations in college. Significantly, 60% of students with disabilities enroll in post-secondary education, but more than half will not graduate. This phenomenon impacts not only the individual who fails to thrive, but also imposes a cost on institutions, employers, and broadly, society. Based on recent research in the fields of neuroscience and genetics, it is more accurate to view learning differences through the lens of cognitive neurodiversity. Better understanding of diverse cognitive profiles is leading educators to improve curricular and program design to optimize student success and graduation rates. Recommended practices include promoting universal design for learning, developing college-wide support systems for students who learn differently, and providing training to both faculty and staff to increase understanding and reduce the stigma often associated with neurodivergence. Reframing learning differences from a medical model that emphasizes deficits to a diversity model that affirms the value of every student is a choice that can create greater equity in education by acknowledging the role of both the individual and the learning environment in creating disparate outcomes for a significant percentage of the population. We can potentially improve higher education for all learners.
That was Lynn Shea from Landmark College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.